a couple days ago, you wouldn't want me to breathe on you.
Yeah, I heard you were sick last week.
Let me guess.
So how do you keep this team together from falling apart? This is an unprecedented stretch since you guys have been here. How do you kind of keep things in perspective a little bit?
Well, a lot of our issues have been self-inflicted. We just haven't played well. You know, and Pittsburgh came in and played a very good game against us, and then we kind of took too many penalties and didn't get the job done there. So you keep them together because you got to understand how we're losing and why we're losing like this. And some of these issues are easily fixed because they're coming from within. If you play a great game and they play a great game and they win, well, that's hockey, but that hasn't necessarily been the case. And so it's up to us to get back to playing to the standards that we have set earlier, last couple of years, and we're not there right now. And we better get them back in a hurry because we're going into three very tough buildings, and it's going to be a tough trip, and we better get back up to playing to the level that we're accustomed to playing at.
When you're struggling a little bit on the PK, you know, you had three against St. Louis, three the other night, does it become more imperative to stay a little more disciplined as well?
Yeah, but it's funny, eh? Like, we took seven penalties in St. Louis, and we killed off, I think, the last three, and we went on a good stretch where we were 1-for-6 against Washington, and we did a real good job there. Vancouver, Carolina didn't get a sniff on us, and then all of a sudden you don't see it coming, you give up three. I think that plays right into what we were just talking about, the inconsistent play. It's just been inconsistent penalty kill. So do we need to stay disciplined? Absolutely. Stay out of the box. But when we take a good penalty, then it's up to the killers to get the job done and kill it. So that's, again, it's just inconsistent overall play.
Did you see enough signs out of Saturday's game to make you think that maybe a breakout's coming?
Well, we could have got a point out of that. We feel we could have got a point out of that. So, you know, you get into overtime and anything can happen. But not when you're giving up five goals, four goals. No, we gotta tighten it up.
When you talk about inconsistency in the penalty kill, is it actually inconsistency? I mean, what are the inconsistencies?
Two of our biggest issues with our penalty kill are we lose too many face-offs, and we don't ice the puck when we have an opportunity. And so both of those lead to spending just too much unnecessary time in our zone. And if we can clean up the face-offs and we can clean up getting the puck down the ice when we have a chance, then it's going to make it a lot easier. You look at the Pittsburgh game, the first two power plays they had, they didn't get a shot on net. And we won face-offs, we got it down the ice, and we're pretty good in the neutral zone in terms of disrupting the flow of the opposition. But then when we got into our zone, all three goals, we lost the face-off. And a couple of them, we had a chance to get it down the ice, and we didn't. So, that's kind of self-inflicted, right? It's not like we're getting picked apart, although they made some real good plays the other night on us. But we can clean up a lot of our penalty killing by winning more face-offs and getting the puck 200 feet when we have that opportunity.
Jonathan Druin's found his way on the score sheet here last couple of games. Is he doing anything differently, or is it just kind of a result of,
his second goal. That's like the power play goal. He's going to get those because of his skill level. You look at that second goal, and that's just high-end speed. It's just a foot race and get there and win the battle for the puck, and that's what it was. So when he's able to utilize that speed that he has and get in around the goalie, he's got the skills to bury them. So that was the result of just very hard work and just winning the battle and winning the foot race. So if he's doing that, he's going to create a lot more offense.
Do you guys look to him specifically to kind of replace some of the scoring that you lose with Stamkos being out?
We need it spread out, but he's part of that for sure.
Having this group that's, you know, gone through all the ups and the downs at times for so long together, having this group in place, how confident are you that, you know, once you get a couple of points, get things rolling, that this can be something that's quickly turned around?
Well, two things with that. Yeah, are we confident in our group? Yes. But the flip side of that is the league is better. Like, all the bottom end teams are a lot better, right? Look at our standings right now. The teams that missed the playoffs last year ahead of us. So our division's better, our conference is better. We're going into Calgary, Edmonton, they're leading their division, right? So the league is better. So we're confident in our group, yeah, but we better realize how good the league is, and a lot of teams are a lot better, and we've got to get back to our standards that we haven't met the last little while.
A versatile player like Brian Boyle on this team, I mean, seems like anything you ask him to do, he can do it.
Yeah, he can play, kill, play D. Three forward positions and D. And he's very good in the power play, big body. And he blocks a lot of shots in the penalty kill. So he does a lot of things that help us win hockey games. So, yeah.
How key are guys like that that can...
We need 20 guys like that. That could do whatever they need, do whatever you take to win hockey games. And but Brian's one of the key guys in all those situations we just talked about. So very important part of our team.
To Ryan's question a little bit with this group, you have a lot of veteran voices in there as well. Missing a couple of them, but how key is it for them to kind of make sure everybody doesn't overreact to what the team is going through right now, and just kind of keep things in perspective.
It's okay, and underreact.
Yeah.
That's just as important, yeah. Right? So the voices have to send the right message in the right tone. And do we want to overreact? Well, I don't know. We've lost a lot of games lately, so we certainly better not underreact. And it goes back to recognizing how good the league is again. All the bottom end teams from last year are a lot better, so. Do we need their voices to say the right things at the right time? Yeah. Do we want them to panic? Absolutely not. Do we not want to realize the dire situation that we're in? Absolutely.
Oh, careful there. Good.